Co-written.
Okay. Now, the thing that you're, in the old days, when your mother had a pillow and she wanted to put something over it to protect it, what would that thing be called?
Pillowcase.
Okay. Would you ever call it a pillow slip?
Sometimes.
Okay. Okay. It's that train. What was the thing that she would wear when she was cooking in the kitchen to keep her clothes clean?
Apron.
Is that what you call it? And now I want to ask you about when you were working on the farm, when you were working and you owned the farm, what would you wear during the day out working on the farm? What
kind overalls.
Okay.
Overalls.
Okay. And how about when it was really cold? Would you wear anything over the overalls when it was real cold?
Another pair.
Okay. Okay.
Or a pair of pants inside them.
Okay. Do you ever wear like a heavy...
Coveralls?
Yeah, or just a big heavy over...
coat?
Yeah. Do you ever wear a sheepskin coat or anything like that?
I had a sheepskin coat when I was a young man.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. And the thing that men used to have or still have, they pull out of their pocket to wipe the sweat off their face or blow their nose?
Thank you.
Did you use one of those? Do you have a bandana?
No, we call them handkerchief.
Okay. Now, what kind of shoes would you wear when you were working on the farm? Would you wear cowboy boots or would you wear like work boots?
Work shoes.
Work shoes? Okay. Were they made out of leather, I guess? Okay. And what kind of gloves would you wear on working outside?
Mostly cotton.
Cotton. Would you wear mittens in the winter?
Yes.
Okay.
They were warmer because your fingers were leather.
Together, right there.
Your fingers weren't separated, but cold sometimes.
Okay. Would you ever have worn leather gloves if you were working with like a fence or something?
Sometimes. Okay. We did it. Usually had some leather mittens around.
Okay.
Okay. Mittens more than gloves.
Okay.
Leather.
Okay.
And some people wear leather gloves much of the year, but I don't.
Okay. And what kind of hat would you wear? Would you wear a hat or a cap?
Well, some stages I wore a hat. A lot of the time I wore a cap.
Okay. Like a cowboy hat?
No.
Not a cowboy hat?
No.
What kind of hat?
Well, for years we had a straw hat.
Just an old straw hat. Okay. And in the winter, would you wear those caps that had the ear flaps on
always,
it?
Always.
Okay. Okay. And now you mentioned sometimes you wear an extra pair of pants. What? I was wondering in the old days if men called them pants or trousers, or was there a difference between those two?
Well, I don't know if there's any difference.
Okay.
Trousers is French, I think.
Okay. Okay. Would that be fancier? Would trousers be something you'd like wear to church on Sunday and pants during the week?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. No, we were still pants, for that is concerned.
Okay. Okay. And did you ever wear suspenders?
Always.
Okay. Did you ever call them galluses?
No.
Just suspenders.
But I knew what galluses were, but then it was always suspenders.
Okay. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Okay. All right. You mentioned kerosene lamp. Were there ever any other kind of lamps used, or just all kerosene?
Following that, we used a gasoline lamp.
Okay. Okay.
Under pressure with these metals.
Okay. Okay. You never saw anything like a makeshift lamp, people using like a Coke bottle or something like that?
No.
And using a lamp like that? Okay. And no carbide lamps or anything like that?
I have seen carbide lamps.
Okay.
In fact, the trailer house that we traveled in had LP gas pressurized, and we had a mantle lamp inside of that that we could light if we wanted to.
Okay.
So it was also electric, and usually we stayed up at the campground and plugged in our electric cord, and everything that was electric would work off of that.
Okay. Let me